Illegal alien MS-13 gang member gets 20 years for deadly machete attack. By John Binder on November 19, 2019. An illegal alien MS-13 gang member has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for his involvement in a machete attack that left one woman dead. Manuel Amaya Alvarez, a 22-year-old illegal alien and member of the violent MS-13 gang, received a sentence of 20 years in federal prison this week for helping attack four individuals in an Irving, Texas, park that resulted in the death of the woman. Amaya Alvarez, who pleaded guilty in May to four counts of violent crime and aid of racketeering, admitted to federal prosecutors that he belonged to the MS-13 gang, a violent street gang based in El Salvador that has spread across the United States due to the nation's lack of immigration controls. In September 2017, Amaya Alvarez, along with four other MS-13 gang members, plotted to murder four individuals, three men and a woman. Prosecutors said Amaya Alvarez and his fellow gang members lured the individuals to a park where they eventually robbed them and attacked them with machetes and clubs. While the three men fled the scene in the midst of the attack, the woman was unable to run away and eventually died from injuries caused by machetes. Two of the men who fled suffered serious injuries. MS-13, originally from El Salvador, is primarily made up of illegal aliens, unaccompanied alien children, UACs, and newly arrived immigrants living in the U.S. today. The gang operates largely in Los Angeles, New York, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., but conducts gang activities and drug distribution across at least 40 states and has at least 10,000 members in the country. Investigations by the Justice Department have revealed that MS-13 leaders in El Salvador have sent recruits and members to the U.S. illegally, often posing as UACs, to help strengthen ranks within the gang. In a recent case, 16-year-old Juan Carlos Khan Guzman was allegedly hacked to death by two MS-13 gang members living in the Sanctuary County of King County, Washington, as Breitbart News reported. The Sanctuary County previously refused to turn the two illegal aliens over to federal immigration officials for arrest and deportation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.